This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Friendly reminder to the listeners that they could win an ultimate tournament trip to Vegas just by listening to 106.7 The Fan. Win a trip for you and three friends during the first two rounds of the college basketball championships. That includes flights, hotel, and how about $20,000 in spending money in your pocket, too. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Vegas' premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March hoops party of all time at Stadium Swim. Just download the free Odyssey app, listen to The Fan for at least 1 hour, listen tomorrow for at least an hour for another entry. It's Odyssey's Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/slamdunk and get in the mix, because that is a very cool prize.
Definitely a cool prize.
Yeah.
So Zach Ertz, we all think, had a great season here in Washington, right?
Yeah.
66 catches, 654 yards, and 7 touchdowns. Meanwhile, when we think about Travis Kelce, we think, he had a crappy season. He had 97 catches for 823 yards, now only 3 touchdowns. It seems like the Chiefs are giving him a bit of an ultimatum because he doesn't know if he wants to come back to play. I heard somebody make an interesting point about Travis Kelce, and I guess this applies to Patrick Mahomes and some of the other Chiefs too, is when you factor in all the playoff games he's played, he's basically played an extra season.
Yeah, right. He mentioned that in his podcast. Here, I can play it for you.
Yeah. It's going to sting. I know everybody wants to know whether or not I'm playing next year, and right now I'm just kicking everything down the road. I'm kicking every can I can down the road, and I'm not making any crazy decisions, but right now the biggest thing is just being there for my teammates and being there for my coaches, understanding, you know, that there's a lot that goes into this thing. You know, I've been fortunate over the past 5-6 years. I've played more football than anybody.
Yeah.
And it's because the people that are in that building and the fact that we keep going to these AFC championships and these Super Bowls, and that means I'm playing an extra 3 games more than everybody else in the entire league, and that's a lot of wear and tear on your body, and it's a lot of time spent in the building.
He's 35 years old. That's actually just a year older than Zach Ertz. It's just funny. Like, my perception of Kelce is he's slowed down a lot.
Yeah,
and the production has gone down a lot. Meanwhile, I thought Ertz had a great year, but Kelce caught a lot more balls.
It's also about expectations.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Kelce's a Hall of Famer, and Zach Ertz isn't. I mean, no disrespect to Zach Ertz. He had a really good bounce-back year, but, I mean, Travis Kelce's a first-ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah. The reason I bring him up is that I think we all believe that Zach Ertz should come back here in Washington because he's a good, productive piece. And Travis Kelce, while he may not be a Hall of Famer, I would think Kansas City would want him because he's still a damn productive piece. Now, in the Super Bowl, he only caught 4 balls for 39 yards. And it was kind of late in the game. The whole offense struggled.
Right. Yeah, it's just a matter of, like, if he feels healthy enough to play, he'll come back and play. If he doesn't feel like his body can go through the rigors of another NFL season, he'll just hang him up.
I think it does get to a point, though, in these guys. I mean, These guys have made so much money. He's in particular made so much money over his last couple of years.
Yeah.
That the comfort that you have in your life and then the thought of the grind
that
of
physical
another,
toll, yeah. Just
it, you know, and the time commitment.
Yeah.
For like the next 6 to 8 months, 9 months. I can't even imagine. Once you reach a point where literally you can have whatever you want.
Yeah.
Financially. You can have whatever you want. You could be wherever you want. Any island, any house, any golf course.
I mean, he'll work in media for the next however long he wants. And he can just write his own ticket, basically.
Or you could go back and just get your freaking head beat in for 9 months.
Yeah. But maybe he does because he realizes once he hangs it up, he'll never be, you know,
I always hope that you realize. Like, there's nothing. I always say it and Drab mocks me, but there's nothing like being on a team. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like it.
Drab's chuckling right
now. Why does he mock you?
He just mocks me because I always say that about my kids. There's nothing like being on a team.
It's the way he says it.
I agree. Team.
There's nothing like it.
So I love being part of a team.
I always hope that players play longer. I always like to see them play longer because you never get to do it again.
But it's sad, though. That's the problem is that, like, when you go out limping, it's sad.
But he's not necessarily limping. He just didn't have a bunch of touchdowns. Like JP said, he had a bunch of catches. Almost had 100 catches. Right?
He had 97 catches for 823 yards. I mean, 97 catches was 12th in the league.
Yeah.
No, but that wall hits you fast.
It does.
And if he's going to, if next season is going to be like his performance in the Super Bowl, where he's whiffing blocks, almost looking disinterested,
that tells me he might be halfway out.
Well, I think the disinterested part might have been because they were getting their asses beat. I think that missed block. I don't remember what the score was, but it might have been like 27-0.
It was never close.
Like,
then pull him. If you're not going to go block, even if you're down 27-0, like,
you have that. He was defeated. He was defeated just like everybody else on the Chiefs. He knew that it wasn't going to be the right outcome for them.
And he
just gave up on a play.
And the missed block, okay. People could say he didn't have great effort. You can point to a player or two. I also saw somebody say the team should have never put him in that position right, where he's supposed to be blocking.
He's trying to block
a defensive end.
I think it was Nolan Smith, like, who's super fast off the edge. Like, he's not going to block him even if he's fully locked into the game.
I know he has been a solid blocker in the past, but
yeah,
he's a pass catcher.
Of course.
These are fantasy stats, so maybe this was the whole season, but he was second in the NFL in tight ends for yards. So he can still play. It may not be the peak of his powers, but he can still play.
Again,
I have no doubt about it.
I would never ask Travis Kelce to block anybody. But again, that's just my offensive lean on the game. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have the John Bateses of the world be my blocking tight ends. Travis Kelce is out there running routes every single time.
John Gruden did a bit where somebody asked him, name is top five tight ends all time.
Okay.
And he mentioned part of it being blocking, though. That's what makes them great. The ones that can also block. Now, they were all super productive
right,
offensively. He didn't name like a John Bates. He named Gronk. But Gronk, he said, could block.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzie Newsome, Mike Ditka, Tony Gonzalez. I can't remember who the fifth was.
Kellen Winslow.
Pretty good list.
I can't remember
solid
who the fifth
list.
Was. Yeah, it was pretty
maybe
solid.
It was Travis Kelce. See, even last season, look, Brock Bowers had the most receptions for tight ends, the rookie, 112 catches. Incredible rookie season. Trey McBride had 111 from Arizona. Kelce third in the league. So I almost don't know why Kansas City is giving them that strict time. Like, hey, you gotta let us know by March 15th. Because
I think it's contract related.
Okay, because if I'm Kansas City and he said, I want to come back in August, I'd be like, okay, come back.
You still have to plan.
Yeah, you still have to plan. You probably got to draft somebody young. Mm-hmm. He's not the long-term answer. You know that. You know it's year to year with him. But I'd give him more rope than, hey, you got to figure it out by March 15th. Mm-hmm. I think he deserves it.
Is he a pain in the ass kind of guy? Like,
he appears to be a really good teammate. I saw a clip of him as the game was going south, kind of, you know, trying to pump up his teammates, including Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, I never doubted that Kelce could still make plays. I never doubted it. I was not convinced Ertz could, and that's why I think a lot of us have this perception that Ertz maybe is.
Look, if Ertz wants to come back, sign him to another one-year deal. Like,
of course.
He has a comfort level, obviously, with Jaden Daniels. He's productive. He's not going to get a lot of yards after the catch, but he's a reliable end zone target, short area target.
If you had to bring pick him one back. Of the two, I'd rather bring Ertz back than Wagner. I know everyone just assumes they're going to bring them both.
Right.
But if you had to pick one of them, I'd rather have Ertz back than Wagner.
Well, of course, I'm going to default to the offensive player, EB. You know that. You know me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, if he can get you 6 or 7 touchdowns, catch 65, 70 balls, that's valuable. Bring that back at a decent contract.
It's going to be interesting to see what Adam Peters does this offseason, because he pretty much hit home runs on all the things that he did last season, right?
They did a remarkable job.
From the picks to all of the free agency moves.
And I even think the way they managed all their kickers, they went through like 5 or 6 kickers.
Yeah.
And it basically maybe cost them a game or two.
Not really.
But by and large, they patched it together.
Yeah. But I mean, I think that we were okay with bringing in Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz.
Of course.
Luvu was a splashier move, and some of these smaller moves, but they turned out to be great. You know, guys that fit into the system, guys that fit the culture, and then produced.
Right. That's why I'm going
to
be...
Like, we just thought Zach Ertz, yeah, he'll be a mentor to Sinnott. Turns out Zach Ertz was probably, besides Terry McLaurin, his best red zone threat.
Absolutely.
But
bring him back and give him a 15-20% pay raise. Give him a 1 year deal for like $6.5 million and get him back in the fold. Because I think he signed a 1 year, $5 million deal to come here this past season.
What if he says, I want 2 years? I want a little security.
How old is he? 34?
It's going to be my last contract. I want 2 years.
2 years? What? Like,
but maybe
$14 million, $10 million guaranteed?
Yeah.
That seems workable.
I'm surprised you say that. I would probably give it to him.
Hey, do you think that the Chiefs, if let's say Kelce retires, mm-hmm. all right? There's some rumors that he really was affected when Taylor Swift got booed. I don't know. He caught wind of it. Like, he felt like terrible for her, whatever. Let's say he retires. Do you think that team falls off a cliff?
No. Because of him? No.
He's just part of it. Look, a lot of times the team that loses the Super Bowl does.
I think there's potential for a step back because, let's be honest, look at that wideout room. I mean, Hollywood Brown was brought in there
to
be a target.
They will fill that in 2 seconds.
Okay, but they thought they were going to do that last year. Hollywood Brown barely played because he got injured. I mean, Xavier Worthy was drafted, and he came on in the second half of the season.
He's starting to come on. They're going to
draft. They don't have a lot of offensive pieces outside of Travis Kelce.
They will draft another speedy guy. They'll get somebody in the third or fourth round that everyone overlooks. They're going to be fine.
Yeah, but a lot of these times, in recent history, if you go through the Super Bowl losers, oftentimes they miss the playoffs the next year. 49ers lost to the Chiefs, missed the playoffs. Before that, you had the Bengals losing to the Rams. They've been missing playoffs.
I think they're above it. They're above it with Mahomes and Andy Reid, that combo.
Now, part of the reason of the Chiefs' success is they had the Patriots formula where they could really beat up on a sorry-ass division.
Mm-hmm.
And now the AFC West has gotten a lot better.
Yep.
You could definitely see them taking a step
back. Broncos and the Chargers are on their heels right now. The Raiders, I mean, that's gonna take a while.
For years, they were the big player in the division.
Mm-hmm.
And no one really talked about how they could just feast on those.
No, I think that's fair. But I still think that they're better than them.
I mean, it's hard to say they got lucky. But a lot of those, you know, nerds that looked at analytics and were looking at point differential were saying they're very fortunate
to
be where they were.
A lot of their wins were squeaker, type
blocking
wins.
An extra point, and that. So they're going to obviously have a really tough schedule. It could happen.
I mean, sure, but I think that they're. I think
they
Mahomes,
got their asses kicked by the Eagles.
Yeah, but
just crushed.
They were just superior. I think if they played that game again, it would be a similar outcome.
Oh, I think if they played that game 100 times, the Eagles win it 99 out of 100.
I'm talking about like a boat race. I think if they played it again, it would be a similar outcome.
I don't know. I could see them sliding.
They were dominant.
A 99 out of 100.
I was going to say 100 out of 100.
Well, they played had a bad game. It got away from them, and the Eagles were clearly the better team.
I'd say 80 out of 100. I wouldn't give them 99.
I don't know how many they beat them, but I mean, the Eagles are superior. Eagles were the best team this year.
Yeah. I mean, the Chiefs deserved it. They beat the Bills. They won their two games leading up to the Super Bowl. I get it, but I just think these other teams are, now we've been saying it for a couple years, these other teams like the Ravens and the Bills, they're right there. So at some point, you would think the Chiefs drop, although they have Patrick Mahomes, which is the biggest
factor. What have they been to? 7 Super Bowls with Mahomes? How many has he been to? Is that right, or is that crazy?
I thought it's five.
Okay, five.
Five, but he's been to the AFC Championship game in every season that he's started.
Right.
Well, that's why I'm not counting on a step back for the Chiefs. They've lost in the Super Bowl before and went right back to the AFC Championship. Right.
Their personnel has changed. They went from a Tyreek Hill offense to the offense they have right now, but keep losing guys.
Dude, they're gonna find one or two sillies in the draft. Maybe they're undersized or whatever.
I remember the Patriots went 10 years between their Super Bowls.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I just don't. I think you can replace a tight end.
Yeah, but a Hall of Famer tight end.
Yeah, he's not just a tight end.
Replace him with another Hall of Famer, but I mean, you could get a guy, plug a guy in there, you could catch 65, 70 balls. It's not 100, but.
It's what Zach Ertz did here.
Right.
May not be that easy. The Commanders drafted Ben Sinnott, and what do you end up with? 4 catches?
Not a lot.
You could say what you want about Denver, but I don't think Denver's better than Kansas City next year. I mean, they could give them a fight. But
no, I'm just saying the competition is better.
Yeah, they're not going to roll over. I'm not saying it's not a valid point, but I just don't think they're going to be better.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in. Coming up next, did Caitlin Clark ruin All-Star Weekend? We'll tackle that here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. It's JP Cakes and EB hanging out on a Valentine's Day. You got the NBA All-Star Weekend coming up. I find this kind of ridiculous. I should have asked you, Valdez, do we have the audio of Rob Parker?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So, I guess not. Rob Parker is the guy who once called RG3 a cornball brother.
That is correct.
And I think he got fired from whatever job he had.
I think it was ESPN, if my memory serves correct.
But now he's on Fox, I think on Fox Sports Radio.
Okay.
And he says Caitlin Clark has ruined NBA All-Star Weekend.
Why?
They invited her to be involved in a shooting contest with Steph Curry.
Okay.
Now, I think last year they did it with Steph Curry and Ionescu.
Right.
And Caitlin Clark has said she's not interested in doing her first three-point contest in the NBA. She wants to save it for the WNBA.
Hmm.
And she's not interested in shooting three-pointers off of a ball rack because she practices catch and shoot.
Ah, okay.
Here's what I would say to Rob Parker. She's not in the NBA. Well, Her job is the WNBA.
I would also
argue, how is she ruining the NBA All-Star Weekend? Do you know who ruined the NBA All-Star Weekend?
It's been ruined
for players who quit playing in the game.
It's been
that
ruined
made it a joke
for 20 years.
Right.
It's been broken for like a decade and a half.
I think it's completely unfair.
About?
It's completely unfair to Caitlin Clark. That she doesn't even play in the NBA. She's expected to rescue the goofy NBA All-Star game. By the way, they're doing something wacky now where instead of East versus West, they have, I think, three different teams, maybe four different teams of like eight.
They've
tried these wacky drafts. They've tried all this stuff.
Years.
Are they telling me they need Caitlin Clark to rescue the NBA All-Star game?
If you're over the age of like 16 and you're still into the NBA All-Star Weekend, you're kind of a simpleton because it's been so watered down and reduced from the greatness that it used to have. Like, you got a bunch of no-names in the dunk contest. They come up with a different game every other year. You can't keep track of what's going on.
I actually think she's smart to not do it.
Yeah. Like, why would you associate yourself with a bad product?
Partnered with Steph Curry or go against Steph Curry?
I think against Steph.
And look,
why would you want to do that?
She's supposed to.
Ionescu almost beat Steph last year.
I think it
was like a one-shot difference.
I wouldn't want to do it.
Do you want to hear Rob Parker's rationale?
Sure.
How can she say no when the WNBA wouldn't even be around if it wasn't for the NBA? They have subsidized that league forever. Ratings this year, right? Guess how much money the WNBA lost this past year? $50 million, even with Caitlin Clark and her numbers.
Brutal.
So the least she could have done was done a solid for her brothers in the NBA. They aren't earning their keep. Let's just be honest. I'm being honest. The least she could have done was take part in that. And
Kind of a good point. I didn't know the $50 million loss by the WNBA.
Well, it's definitely a good point that they've been subsidizing and keeping it afloat.
I knew that in the past.
But I don't know that. I don't think would her participation make or break that stupid weekend?
It'd bring more eyeballs.
You think it would?
Yes. It would definitely bring more eyeballs.
It would definitely help.
Because people would be intrigued.
You think generally more people watch the NBA than watch the WNBA?
Yes. I know the Lakers game the other night drew 2 million people.
So
now that was Luka's debut.
Elevate? I guess you bring some girls. I don't know.
I think more people would
do their NBA crowd anyway.
I think people would check it out out of curiosity.
I think the casuals. Would definitely check it out.
Guys, it would be the biggest thing of the All-Star Weekend. If Caitlin Clark was in the three-point contest or going head-to-head against Steph
Curry. Her brand is so big.
Yeah,
she's way bigger than the league itself. I can understand her wanting to...
But they all draw bigger numbers than her.
Who?
The NBA.
No, it doesn't. It got 2 million for Luka's debut. It's going to go back to a million people a game. Caitlin Clark does great when she plays.
Yeah, but she's not
going to
bring more than 2 million people, will she?
I mean, she has before.
In her WNBA games?
I'm sure she has.
Oh, okay.
We're close to that.
If I were her, I would look at the NBA's current All-Star Weekend and say, it's kind of an embarrassment. I don't want to be involved with it, even if they are bankrolling the WNBA. Like, her brand is too big to be there, in my opinion.
She's too big for it?
She's too big for it.
Caitlin Clark is one of the biggest names in basketball, male or female.
But she still doesn't outdraw the NBA, I didn't think.
It's not about that. She's a super household name, superstar. It's beneficial to the game of basketball if she was there on one of the biggest stages. And Cakes thinks it's for kids. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But it's still one of the biggest stages for the sport outside the NBA Finals. I mean, they get a big rating number.
I just think it's been reduced.
Of course
significantly
it has. Of course
over
it
the
has.
Years.
But it's still a big thing on Saturday night. NBA Saturday night is still a big thing.
If she participated, it wouldn't get to this level, but people would be curious to watch it just like we were curious to watch Mike Tyson fight Jake Paul.
You'd have to promote
it. It's not to that level.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
But people watch Tyson versus Paul because of the curiosity factor.
You're going to talk about now like a 24-hour build. Let's just say she decides to do it.
Okay, but there would have been more buildup. He's just voicing his frustration now. There would have been more buildup if she agreed to it a month ago. And I don't think the All-Star game is this Sunday.
When is it?
I think it's in a couple weeks.
No, it's this weekend.
Oh, it is this weekend? Damn, yeah. I've lost track.
Yeah, there'd be no build-up. I didn't even know, honestly, that she was considering being in it, to be honest with you. I don't know.
I don't think she is. Here's what I would be worried about, though.
Cakes, I think the NBA weekend has been ruined for a decade plus.
I used to be into it. I didn't even know it was this weekend. I lost track of it. Because we don't care about the dunk contest anymore. They bring Mac McClung out from the G League every year to do dunks.
It's just embarrassing.
And there aren't big names in the dunk contest.
Here's the NBA dunk contest this year. Mac McClung, Matas Buzelis, Stephon Castle, and Andre Jackson Jr.
Yeah.
Who is Andre Jackson Jr.?
I think he's averaging 2 points a game.
What they should do is they need to bring the YouTube guys. I've said it a million times. Bring the YouTube dunkers.
Just scrap. Unless Anthony Edwards and company are dunking, just scrap it. It's okay to get rid of an event that has jumped the shark, which this has clearly.
I know. So you don't think Caitlin Clark being there would mean anything?
It definitely would bring
you. I think that's who they're trotting out. I think she looks at this whole NBA All-Star Weekend as a broken event.
I think she's just, why do I want to be associated with it? I'm going to take her at her word that she thinks is a little out of her comfort zone. She doesn't shoot from Iraq. What was the other excuse she said she had?
I think she practices catch and shoot.
She likes to catch and shoot. She doesn't like to just shoot off a rack. Well, there was one other thing. She said, I don't like to do it off a rack. And I guess that was just one big complaint. I don't like to just pull balls off a rack.
Oh, and then she wants
that's her big complaint. She's like pulling balls off a rack.
No, well, she wants her first three-point contest to be at the WNBA's All-Star Weekend.
I don't put too much credence in that.
I almost wonder, though, if I'm Caitlin Clark.
She's not used to it.
Caitlin Clark, you almost have nothing to gain by doing this unless you were able to beat Curry, which you're risking it. You know, I guess this is kind of like LeBron never did the dunk contest, right? Because what did he have to gain from it? Only could lose, maybe. People go, oh, you didn't win the dunk contest.
He's not going to beat these super creative dunkers.
No, but my thing is, Caitlin Clark, like if all right, you give her a pass for losing this one. What if she lost in the women's three-point contest?
Hey, here's my...
Also, you start to knock down the legend a little bit.
She's also a volume shooter more than she is some super high field goal percentage shooter. As far as I'm concerned, she's a volume shooter and she takes crazy shots. She makes some. But
here's my boomer take of the day. If you have played for teams named the Delaware Bluecoats and the Osceola Magic, you are not allowed to be in the NBA dunk contest. Sorry, Mac McClung. You're a great dunker, okay? But you've played on multiple G League teams. You're not allowed. You're not special enough. Thank you.
Does Caitlin, she signed her deal with Nike, right?
Yes.
Does she have her own signature shoe now?
I don't know, but I would imagine she does.
Already?
Yes.
Do you know, and I guess this is a thing, that Cooper, Meg's boyfriend, he plays in the Sabrinas. He loves the Sabrinas.
Yeah.
Do you know a lot of
shoes?
Guys that do that? He wears low top.
Shoe.
Huh? Yeah, for guys, too?
I mean, I've heard that.
Yeah. He loves them.
Can you guys stop comparing the slam dunk contest to 1985?
No, we can't.
First, you act like there weren't a bunch of numbers in that one.
No, and I every don't think few that that's years, a problem. And but they released in the league.
I know, but they didn't have the G League back then. All right, so, and the only reason Mac McClung is in it is because he was a viral superstar. You guys want YouTubers in it. Mac McClung was a viral superstar.
I would do the YouTubers.
And he's clearly proven his worth.
I have standards. I have standards when it comes to dunking.
No, okay? The NBA guys are not good dunkers.
These superstars in 1986, Terrence Stansberry
is a beast,
Paul
but he was a terrible
Presley,
player.
Roy Hinson, Terry Tyler. Those superstars.
Roy Hinson was a good player.
Okay, you're drilling down on a weak field.
Jaylen Brown was in the dunk contest last year.
Okay.
And that's
what it should be.
The problem is they're not good dunkers. Dunkers have way surpassed them.
Mac McClung is an amazing dunker.
Hey,
he's good, but he's more of a YouTube guy.
Adam Silver.
He is.
Adam Silver needs to sack up and go to the superstars.
I would just go all YouTube.
He needs to sack up and go to the stars and say, you guys have to be in the dunk contest.
They shouldn't be takes in it. Because these NBA guys are there's so many great dunks out there now. These guys can't do them. They're nowhere near them. They can't what the dunkers are doing.
I don't care. If I'm just a random Joe, I don't care about a YouTuber that I've never heard of dunking. I don't care about that guy. He's just a random.
I know, but what if I told you during the dunk contest you're going to see stuff you haven't seen?
Yeah, you're going to see. I mean,
you're going to see dunks you haven't seen.
You're going to be impressed by the YouTube guys. If you put six YouTube,
if I sold it to you like that,
I need them to be household names. I need them to be superstars.
Well, those guys suck.
It can't just be guy who
they can't. They're unimpressive.
It can't just be some playground legend from Chicago that I've never heard of.
So let me get this straight: Anthony Edwards must participate in the dunk contest, but Caitlin Clark. She can do whatever she wants. She doesn't have to.
Well, she's not part of the NBA.
She's not in the
it's
NBA.
The same company.
Anthony Edwards is in the
same
NBA.
Thing. I don't care about Caitlin Clark. I think she's protecting her brand. I think she doesn't want to go out there and lose.
So are all the all-star dunkers who don't want
exactly,
to lose either.
Exactly. But the all-star dunkers, they suck. They can't do anything.
That's
now.
Not true.
They're not good dunkers. They do boring things.
Oh, Spud Webb was an amazing dunker.
No,
D.
No, no,
Brown,
no.
Let me cover my eyes for half a second.
No, yeah.
The dunks now are way better than they were 40 years ago.
The YouTube guys. These guys.
The NBA guys. Are you kidding me?
These guys, they're boring. Compared to the YouTube guys, these guys
go
are
go back,
awful.
Kenny Skywalker. Those dunks suck.
I agree. I agree with you. That was 50 years ago. The dunk has gone way past these guys.
I'm sure Vince Carter's dunks were terrible. I'm sure Dominique couldn't dunk.
Yeah, there's been a couple great dunkers that have had some really great performances.
It's like having a world-class sprinter like run a marathon. These guys aren't – this is not their event. It's way beyond them now. Dunking.
But even a
the
few
art
years
of dunking
ago, even
is way beyond the NBA.
Even a few years ago, I think Zach LaVine – was an excellent dunker. Now, I thought Aaron Gordon should have won one of those. That's 2015, 2016. Those were
10 years
ago. That was a really good dunk contest. Those two dunk contests, I guess. And then there were decent names. Donovan Mitchell won it in 2018. I don't know if he was some sort of great dunker.
No.
I do think they need the better names. You don't necessarily have to have the biggest stars. But look, the problem with the NBA All-Star game,
they got
in my mind, you can disagree, is the game itself became such a joke. I know this is part of the All-Star weekend, but when the game itself becomes guys shooting from half court, nobody guarding, and just dunk after dunk after dunk, the game loses its luster, and then the All-Star weekend itself becomes even less important. So they're trying to have Caitlin Clark rescue it. That's what Rob Parker wants it. Let's bring Caitlin Clark to the rescue. Shouldn't they be able to rescue it themselves? Like the players actually play hard and bring that back when you would want to see, you know, back in the day, oh, it was the first time you'd see Jordan and Kobe go at it or something like that. You'd want to see that. They don't go at it anymore.
I'm with you.
I'd want to see, you know, Giannis try hard against Joker or whatever.
Hey, I want to see Caitlin Clark in the game. Not just shoot threes. I'd let her play. You think I'm nuts for that?
No.
I'm kind of interested,
but the thing is if they really wanted to lock her down, they could. But she should play in it because they don't play any defense. I think that's a good idea.
So you would rather play in the game than do the three-point contest?
Yeah. That's more interesting to me. If you said Caitlin Clark this weekend is going to be in a three-point contest with Steph Curry, I have an interest on a scale of 1 to 10 at 2. If you say that she's going to be in the game, my interest is up to like an 8.
Spikes it.
I'm up to like an 8.
Put her in the game.
Put her in the game.
Get me in contact with Adam.
Hey, Drav, you like meeting. It? I like, put her in the game. Now you've piqued my interest. Now you've piqued my interest now. Because they're not going to defend her. So she'll get all the shots off.
I mean, they put Magic Johnson in the game. He wasn't even in the league. So
yeah. Put her in the game.
What a farce. The whole weekend is a complete farce.
Put her in the game.
Hey, Mac McClung did play 2 games in the NBA last season.
2 games.
And one, he's played in 1 game this season. Yeah. NBAer.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a terrible player. Why can't they just stash him on a roster somewhere? What are they doing?
Because all he can do is dunk. That's
not true. That's
and
not
he's too
why.
Small.
That's not true.
All right, got to take a break. We're the Junkies. Coming right back. So several of us watch White Lotus. EB, you've never watched White Lotus. You should check it out.
Yeah.
HBO. On Max.
Max. Now on Max.
Too much effort.
White Lotus season 3 is coming out, and they had the premiere, like a premiere party.
Yeah.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger's son is in White Lotus Season 3.
Correct.
Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Right. Also produced by former Junkies intern David Bernad.
At least the first season was.
He's in on Season 3, too.
Are you he's kidding?
Like, he's like a big Hollywood player now. Like, he's a legit producer.
Would he come on, you think? We should try to get him on.
I don't know if he would or not.
What you want to talk about just a clown who has turned this into this unbelievable career? God bless
him.
Yeah,
great for him. I mean, that's a success story.
Clown.
Yeah.
You can say the same about us.
Sure.
But his success is like times a million.
Oh, yeah.
He's a fun kid.
I used to
play, play basketball with him and Brett a few times. But yes, he was our intern over 25 years ago.
Because
it was in the first probably 2-3 years of the show.
Hollywood selling.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah.
But I bring up the Arnold Schwarzenegger, Patrick Schwarzenegger thing, because Schwarzenegger was asked, and I don't know if it's full frontal, but apparently he watched his son do a nude scene. And so they were asking what it was like. And Arnold said, "What a show. I could claim to be surprised to find out he has a nude scene, but what can I say? The apple doesn't fall far from the tree."
So he's trying to say he's got his
I don't know.
Well endowed, or that he just
how would you if your kid was an actor?
Remember, Arnold banged his maid.
So Brendan's an actor.
Okay,
my youngest.
Could you watch him in a full frontal scene?
I don't know. That would be weird, man. It's weird because, like, I gave him baths when he was a little kid, obviously, when he's 2 or 3, but, like, I haven't seen him close to naked for 17 years. So, it would be weird and off-putting.
You should.
And it would be like an invasion of privacy, which nobody wants.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to just let him do Brendan can do his nude scene by himself.
Now, no, I don't I know would, if it's a full frontal. They just describe it as a nude scene. Yeah. Like maybe. Well,
the only thing that you got that could make you nude is one thing.
Yeah.
What else could it be for a guy?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
season two had male full frontal. Yeah. Remember in the mirror, in the bathroom?
I mean,
in
if
the
you say a guy's in a nude scene, I don't remember it, but that means he's showing his Johnson.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing else to show.
Well, it could just be a sex scene and you just see his, like,
no,
butt.
But you said a nude scene.
Yes, that's what it's described as, a nude scene.
So if he's doing a nude scene, that means you're seeing his Johnson, his Ben Johnson.
I don't know. Who's the guy that we have on that knows the
skin?
Oh, Mr. Skin. Should I check out Mr. Skin? I
haven't heard from him in years.
Yeah. Check out Mr. Skin.
But yes, that would be weird watching your kid doing a naked scene.
We did the story about the woman from The Sopranos, Drea De Matteo or whatever her name is.
Played Adriana, right?
That she was her started character OnlyFans name. Because she couldn't get any work.
Now she was on Felt Street.
Now she's making like $1 million a month or whatever. Right. And I believe her son edits the photos. It puts them up.
Oh, man.
That's brutal.
That is weird. It's family business.
Family business. He edits his mom's. He's like a teenage boy. It's like 15, 16, 17 in that range.
See, that's where I have to farm that out. I'm going to have to farm that out to, first of all, somebody that's over 18. Secondly, somebody who's not my kid.
Maybe he's over 18, but I felt like he was like a teenager. That's the vibe I got from reading the story.
If Stevie told you, hey, I can do a nude scene in a movie. He's living in New York. Mm-hmm. And to film something. And they were going to pay him $100 large.
Yeah.
Just to do like a one. He wasn't even going to be like, he's just an extra. It's like Eyes Wide Shut.
Uh-huh.
He's just an extra with the mask even.
All right.
Would you be down with it?
I'd be like, you know, whatever. I would.
Would you go to the premiere?
You got to make your way in the world somehow.
I would
somehow.
Make sure that he was wearing the mask. He wasn't like Bucky and he took it off.
Right.
Like, if you keep the mask on, maybe don't brag about it to your friends. Sure. No one's going to know. It's going to be some
D-list
movie.
But what if it was
movie.
No mask? He's just part of a group
you
scene.
You got to get a lot more than 100K.
He's just standing there. He's just standing there.
Well, it's like,
right? Just like Tom Cruise. They do Eyes Wide Shut 2.
Oh, he
Tom
could be there.
Cruise. Walks by.
Oh, I'm sorry, but he's not having sex with anybody. He's just
not
a naked
sex.
Guy.
He's just like, maybe he's got his arm around a chick and it's kind
maybe
of implied.
Maybe he's got like his hand over a leaf over his Johnson.
No, he's got nothing over his Johnson.
I think that's fine. For 100K? You're not having
that's
sex?
That's more tasteful.
Yeah, that's like tasteful. You said it's art. Yeah.
Tasteful nudes.
It's like art.
Yeah, Tom Cruise wouldn't attach his name to any kind of smut.
Yeah.
It's got to be artistic.
That's art. I wouldn't have any problem with that. I mean, it's fine. I mean, I wouldn't highly recommend it, but somebody was just going to throw 100K at him. Might as well do it.
You get all his friends. Hey, look, go to Mr. Skin and type my name in.
I typed up Mr. Rights. Skin, and it just has, like, the cast. Yeah. Probably hadn't seen it yet.
Well, you probably have to pay a premium to get all the
it hasn't come out
looks.
Yet, right? It comes out on
it comes
Sunday.
Out Sunday.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, if they're saying he's in a nude scene, that for being nude for a guy means you're showing your Johnson. I mean, there's nothing else. It's not a nude scene unless you're showing your Johnson.
Yeah, the other articles say it's a full frontal.
Full frontal, yeah. That means Johnson.
I'll be honest, who cares? Guy, no one looks at guys like that. It's just
weird for a dad to watch his son.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. As Cake said.
Yeah, it would be bizarre.
Right.
I don't know, by the way, I don't know any of Patrick Schwarzenegger's work prior to White Lotus. Has anybody seen him in anything? I mean, I've seen his dad, obviously, in a lot of movies. I don't know anything that the son has been in.
No.
Is anybody familiar with his work?
No, zero.
Hmm. I just know that TMZ and that have been covering him for years every time he walks down a sidewalk.
Hmm.
You guys will get a kick out of this, and I'll share a little insight into Bickles and just kind of how wild my family is. So my girls, they don't give a crap about just being goofy or dropping their clothes like in a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just say, "Dad, turn around." And next thing you know, they're taking their clothes off and they're putting shorts on.
Okay, like,
and
sure.
They get a kick out of that.
Right.
They just do it all the time. Don't turn around. And then, you know, butt naked.
Right.
And, you know, like if we're traveling and that kind of thing. You wait. You're going to have that. That's going to happen to you when your girls get older.
Well, right now, I mean, I see my girls naked 1,000 times a day.
Yeah, because they're 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, but wait till they become teenagers. And they're just 20. Yeah, that would be
weird. Yeah.
It is weird. They're just sitting there, and all of a sudden they're like, Dad, don't look. And next thing you know, they're just butt naked in the closet, and they're just putting on like a new T-shirt or new shorts or something. I think they do it also just to make me crazy.
Like shock
make
value.
They make me butt uncomfortable. Yeah. I'll tell you what.
It gets very uncomfortable on the air.
I'll say this. My wife is a saint because my mother has been staying with us. And now this weekend, we're going to be away, so she's staying with my sister. My wife helps my mom shower.
Oh, that's very nice.
It you know, because I punch out on that. Yeah. I mean, I ain't doing it.
That's a bridge. Very far.
I'm not going to say too far, but it's too far. There's two bridges too far, and I've said it. Help with the bathroom stuff. I actually do one thing that I think I should get a gold medal for. I don't even know if I could say
your
it on
finger
air.
11 over there. One
I should get a gold medal, gold star.
You help
every
with
morning.
Number one.
I help with a number one thing every morning. There's like a routine ritual that I have to do because we don't want my mom walk into the bathroom in the middle of the night. I feel like literally this
Purple Heart.
Instant to heaven right away. Right to heaven immediately. But giving your mom like a bath.
Yeah.
That's it's a bridge too far.
It's very commendable.
And then if your wife does it. Not even her mom.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
It's the way it is, man. Circle of life. You might be there one day and you're going to hope somebody's helping you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yep. 800-636-1067 is the number you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. Our pal D. Smith, former executive director of the NFLPA, is going to join us at 8:25. He's got a new book about his days as the executive director called Turf Wars. That's coming up at 8:25 here on The Junkies.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.